animals, because really I was raised in a town in a small town of Woodland, Georgia, and I would go and visit with her. She lived about 5 miles out in the summer, you know, used it for 2 weeks in the summer, and I always enjoyed that so much.
Do you remember what she kept these hogs or pigs in? I mean, she didn't let them just run around loose.
No, they were in a pen.
Where did people used to keep their milk and butter before the days of refrigeration? Or do you remember?
Yes, no, I don't remember, but I've heard my dad say that they would keep it in the spring. Most of the places, when he was coming up and my mother was coming up, I've heard him tell this, that they would they didn't have refrigeration at that time, and they would have a spring or either let it down into a deep well to keep it cool. I've heard him tell this.
What other meanings does the word dairy have for you? Does it mean anything significant?
No, other than a lot of cows and a milk barn, a milk where they milk the cows. And
the area around the barn where the cattle might be let out during the day to graze would be called what?
The pasture. Mm-hmm.
And what about where the stock is kept, they're fed, this area? Place around the barn where you might let the cows and mules and other animals just walk around. Not exactly the area before the pasture, maybe you call this. Especially when you hear the old songs of the chickens and the cows and the pigs in the...
in the barnyard, huh?
Did you ever go anywhere where cotton was being raised? Have you ever
yes, uh-huh. I have seen cotton raised. And I know my children had never actually been around too many cotton fields, but we were going... making a trip in the Carolinas, and I remember one of my sons saying, "Mother, what is that out there?" And I said, "It's cotton." He says, "Oh, how can cotton be in like that?" And we stopped along the road and pulled up a stalk of cotton so that they could see them, and they were quite fascinated with it. But I when I was small, I remember going to the cotton fields and with my uncle. And
where was this?
This was in Talbot County, Georgia. I mean, down near Woodland, Georgia. And we'd go, and he'd fix me a sack to put on my back, you know, with a strap around it. And I'd go out and pick cotton, and he used to laugh and tell me that he wouldn't want to depend on me to do his cotton picking, because I'd just pick a few little things as tired, and I was tired and wanted water. He says, "I run to death getting water, you know, backwards and forwards to the water fountain, water bin, or whatever he kept the water in there."
It's hard work picking cotton.
Oh, it was, but like I say, it was fun at that time. I considered it a fun thing.
What is the undesirable grass in the cotton field called? Something they just wanted to get rid of.
I really don't remember.
What would you call tall grass that grows up in a field anywhere? That you wouldn't
be just weeds? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I noticed you don't have a fence in your yard. If you did, and it was a small white fence, maybe with reeds, what
yes,
would you call
I've seen
it?
Those, and I think they're very, very pretty. They're called a picket fence. Uh-huh.
The fence is made out of twisted wire, say for cattle, would be what kind of fence? The kind that have the sharp spokes, and it's twisted, and sometimes it's electric.
A barbed wire fence?
Yeah.
Would it be a barbed wire? Possibly.
Is that what you would call it?
I think so, because I think that's what they were called, because it had stickers.